The following episode of Footy Prime the Podcast contains violence, coarse language, talking of shite, full frontal nudity, and adult scenes. Listener discretion is advised. BetMGM, the place for soccer in Canada, presents Footy Prime.
Oh, let's go!
Footy, footy, it's time to get this party started. It's the footy, footy, it's time to get this party started. With Danny, Jimmy, Gregor, Andy, Jimmy, JC. All we know and all we talk about is footy, footy. It's time to get this party started tonight.
Hey everybody, it's JC
and Wander.
So we've had the great fortune over the past few years to interview some of Canada men's national team's incredible players.
And we've been so fortunate and honored to have them on our podcast that we want to share some of these amazing interviews with you, or worth saying they're amazing. So any new listeners, this might be your first introduction to our interview section. And anyone who is joining us for and are longtime listeners, feel free to dig back in to some of our old crates and our interviews, because we're going to be sharing them throughout the World Cup as far as Canada goes, because we want you to know these people deeper and cheer a little louder because you think you know them a little better.
And these will all be brought to you by BetMGM,
the place for soccer
in Canada. And our good friends at Tim Hortons. This is your World Cup Watch Canada.
Brought to you by Tim Hortons. It's game on with Tim's. Now to the interview.
But how you doing, Jacob? Welcome to Footy Prime.
Thank you guys. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
I think this is your first time. So I'm Amy Walsh, ex-member of our women's national team. We've got Jimmy Brennan and Craig Forrest, members of our men's national team a long time ago. Well, me too, to be fair. And Dan Wong, our producer. And James Sharman, you might see him knocking around on site in California. So thanks so much for joining us. We'll get kicked off right away here. There's definitely a vibe about this team, about this tournament, but I think just since Jesse Marsh took over and everything that you guys have done on the pitch. So as you guys prepare to face Mexico in the semifinals on Thursday, on March 20th, what is the vibe like in camp? Like you guys finding each other kind of for the first time in 2025 and getting set to kick off some pretty important matches?
We have a few new faces coming in, but I feel like it's the main core is back in, and I think we're just picking up right where we ended off at with Suriname. So everyone seems super happy to be here, and yeah, we're just excited to get the game going on Thursday.
Who dropped something? Was that Jimmy or Jacob?
It was me, my mic. That's why I'm the goalkeeper.
So Jacob, just so you know, this is what we're used to. So any fun you want to have, you want to break something, drop something here, this is the show that you do it on. Just so you know.
I got nothing right now.
Jimmy literally dropped the ball. We don't want you guys to do that against Mexico. But you've proven so far, you've got about 20 caps for Canada, that you show up, you're a big game, big moment player. And that opening goal in Copa America knockouts versus Venezuela, when you got that Canada on the board, it was, you were up 1-0 and you went to the corner. I think you were reminded by Kyle Larin and you held up the Tejon jersey. Like, this team is obviously trying to find success. You guys want to win a trophy. I'm sure that's the goal on the inside. But is creating these moments part of what this team is trying to do as well? Creating moments that transcend sport, but kind of make all Canadians sit up and take notice of what you guys are trying to accomplish?
Yeah, I mean, I guess for me, being from Nova Scotia, it's very hockey dominated. So I feel like some of these moments of us doing really well at Copa America is even making people in Nova Scotia that would never watch soccer, watch soccer. So, I mean, that's cool. I mean, we had like Sidney Crosby in the locker room. So that was like the coolest thing ever. So to see him kind of caring about us playing is a cool thing. And just kind of getting all those hockey fans to like both sports, which is a hard thing to do, but I think we're getting closer.
And win trophies.
And win trophies,
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. How have you guys all settled in now, obviously, with the travel and whatnot? You didn't have to come quite as far as some of the boys, but how is Zach managing that as a group, and how has training been? And we know that the intensity is very high in training generally. How have you done that and built up to this moment just before the match in a few days?
I think it's been pretty good. They're always good with us when we travel in. The first day is usually a bit lighter, but today we kind of got after it, which was nice to kind of get your body moving again after some travel. But yeah, I mean, I can't speak too much on it. I was traveling within the States, so it was pretty easy travel for me. But guys who come from Europe, I feel for them. It's got to be tough. But
you you got a direct flight, Jacob?
Yeah, I got direct
flight. All right, just making sure.
It was really nice.
So. He wasn't going to have to stop it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was smooth.
I wasn't going to take the train.
No, I could see him thumbing. I know about the budgets with Canada Soccer.
I got direct flight, which was really nice. But the guys who travel from Europe, it's always tough. I can imagine, but they're pretty used to it at this point, I think, and they're all good pros, so they've been getting right back into it and training well.
I heard an interview from the Mexican manager earlier on, and he was, you know, it kind of made me smile simply because of the fact in the past when Mexican managers would always talk, they would always talk about how great they were, how much they were going to win, that they were the best team in CONCACAF, and now all of a sudden this manager is talking about the Canadian team and the potent attack and just how great they are in transition, the pace that they have, and that any four teams can win this competition. I mean, that has to make you smile as well and give you a sense of belief that these guys are really worried about what you guys are going to offer on this match.
Yeah, it does, but it's I like the mind games as well. I mean, I feel like it's, you know, taking a little bit of pressure off Mexico maybe, so it's just all fun to see the mind games. But yeah, it is nice finally having that respect of other nations respecting Canada. I guess it just took us doing well at Copa America to get a bit more respect. But yeah, it's certainly a great feeling to have that.
We had Sam Piatt on earlier today, a guy that you've played with. I know that you probably have a lot of respect for. And he talked about how demanding the style of play is under Jesse Marsh. But he also said that this team, you guys, you players that are assembled, are tailor-made to play this brand of football. And you yourself are a bit of an old-school winger with an explosive, energetic style of attacking play. Are you, Jacob Schaffelberg, are you built to play this brand of Jesse Marsh ball?
Yeah. Yes.
Tell us why.
I don't like too much possession. I just like attacking and just counterattacks, fast-paced, getting in behind and just scoring or assisting. So too much possession is boring in my mind. So this style of play is fun. There's always something going on. There's always a tackle or a ball in behind or an opportunity. So it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. And Jesse's been great.
Yeah, Jacob, you've been amazing in MLS. You're obviously really enjoying it.
That great as of late. MLS hasn't been good for me as of late. It's more so Canada than good, but I got to work on MLS, honestly.
Well, that's all right. You know what I mean. It's going, I mean, professionally, you're in a good spot. Is the transition to Europe something that is in the books and something maybe that you would like to do down the road?
Yeah, of course. I mean, Europe's always that end goal. I'm just waiting for the right opportunity or any opportunity, you know. Even though I like to say I'm young, I am getting older. I'll be 26 this year, so that kind of adds in a bit of a bump in the road, I guess, to get over there. But
are you still getting ID'd at the booze shop, Jacob?
Yeah, in Nashville? If I have a fresh shave, then it doesn't help. But no, it's always an end goal to get over to Europe, but. Right now, I'm just kind of focused on the moment. And, if you do well, then you kind of get that call. But I just got to focus on doing well.
It's amazing.
Tell us what it's like playing with David, playing with Lauren. You got Alphonso Davies. You got some world-class players right now that are playing in this national team. It must be exciting for you when you get on that ball and you're breaking down the line, getting your head up and seeing their runs that they're making into the box.
Yeah, it's honestly more fun for me when Jonathan David has the ball and I'm making a run. And I don't have to say a word or like move my hands at all. He just plays it directly to where I am. And it's just like, it's just so easy for him. So, and it makes it easy for me. I just make a run and I get the ball. So that's been like the most fun for me is just how good John David is on the ball and all the amazing passes he can make. So and it makes it look so easy.
Did he tell you where he's going?
No, I don't ask him that. I don't ask him that.
when you're making the runs and you want to get the ball from John David, do you ever refer to yourself in the third person? Are you ever like, the Maritime Messi wants the ball in space?
No, I'm not even thinking about anything, really. That's the most fun part about playing this style of play. You got to just run. It's not a lot of thinking, which is awesome. That's my favorite way to play, you know? You don't got to think too much. It's just run and score.
This message is brought to you by Tim Hortons at participating restaurants in Canada for a limited time.
Introducing Tim's Taste of the Globe, a limited time squad of globally inspired Timbits and iced cap flavors.
And trust us, this lineup came to play.
We're talking a Brazilian lime cheesecake Timbit,
a French chocolate creme brulee Timbit,
an Italian cappuccino Timbit,
and a Canadian fireworks Timbit,
plus a Mexican caramel churro ice cap that absolutely deserves a chant.
It's game on at Tim's with the new Timbits and ice cap flavors from around the globe.
Try them all today.
I will.
I know you will. Now back to the show.
We've got some maritime connections, Jacob. Amy's brother is a policeman in Halifax.
Okay, nice.
My family on the white side are fishermen from Miramichi. So okay. I'm about 4.5 hours. I just looked up Kentville. 4.5 hours.
I'm Port Williams, so I'm in Kentville, a nice place, but I do like to say I'm from Port Williams. I was born
in Kentville. Do you want to hang out in the summer when I'm out there? I'm just fucking with you.
I will be in Nashville, but I got family there.
We can't see your hands. Are you gesturing madly for John to come over and save you from this interview?
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
No, but I did want to ask you, you were talking about you might get some people watching instead of hockey. One of Footy Prime's jobs is to build the vibe of football/soccer in Canada, beyond the borders, inclusive, bringing people in, having a laugh, but yeah, some insight too. And that's what Amy, Jimmy, and Craig bring to the table. What's it like going home now? Do people recognize you? Are you like, hey, you go to Port William and you're like, hey, they're Jacob's back. Are you hanging out with the homies? Like, what is going on back when you go and visit?
I'm a pretty big homebody, so I just kind of hang out at home. But I'll brag a little bit. Like, my dad's best dermatologist in Nova Scotia. So,
do you want to give him a shout out on the pod?
Yeah, Michael Schaffberg, best dermatologist in Nova Scotia.
Doctor, you didn't even give him the doctor.
Dr. Michael Schaffberg. Yes.
Did you say oncologist?
A dermatologist.
Oh, dermatologist. Okay.
Yeah, dermatologist. So he's more famous than me back home, honestly. He's got, all the old people know him first. Like everyone goes to see him. So he's the most famous Schaffelberg for sure.
No way. That's amazing.
I'm a close second. But so I don't get recognized that much. If someone's getting recognized, it's like it's my dad. And then it's me.
Your dad's
a dermatologist. So it's kind of fun. I like it.
But you're really passionate about it. And I kind of don't believe you that your dad's the most famous. Like, I think it's very nice and gracious of you.
You gotta come to Nova Scotia then, and then you'll see.
Not only that, okay. She has to get skin cancer. The two things together. Or a weird mole.
No, why?
Or a weird mole.
Why couldn't I just go for some skin help? Why do I?
What's the matter with you?
Just the wrinkles, Wonger. Just the wrinkles.
Yeah, I know. Wait.
Why do you say wrinkles?
What if I move back? What if I move away from the camera? Okay. But I mean, but you've got, like, when you got the mullet in Tennessee, it got a nickname, right? The Tennessee Waterslide.
Well, yeah.
And then we've kind of joked about Maritime Messi. But, like, how do you feel about that? You're almost like a walking meme. Like, you do things so emphatically on the pitch that the people are like, we need more nicknames for this guy.
I think it's kind of fun. I mean, I don't really think about it too much. It's just, I mean, I feel like I'm just a normal person, so it's just kind of fun that people are making up nicknames. It's funny. It's funny. Yeah. I just think of myself as like just a guy from Port Williams, Nova Scotia. So it's all a lot of fun.
I had a mullet as well, so don't worry. I loved it.
Yeah. It's fun. It's fun because you get literally everything and you don't get hair around your ears, which is the most annoying part.
Actually, we'll have a bit of a looky-likey with Jacob's and Craig's head.
Yes.
We'll put those two pictures up because I have to say.
This isn't my best mullet, though.
It's no.
For a picture. The other one you have a bit more everywhere.
Yeah. When Craig had hair, it was much like what yours is.
Yeah, we'll do it side by side because the hair was, really? Oh my goodness. Sharms, turn off your phone.
Your phone's making a bunch of noise.
Every day on when he was just.
Oh, he's right there.
On the uptake.
Cool. This is really cool. I used to watch him all the time when he was on the score.
Are we interviewing you both or Sharms?
No, I just realized that he's doing it. Hey, either me.
Okay, let's explain this. So for anybody who's not watching this, our James Sharman, who's on site in LA, is in the same frame as Jacob Schaffelberg as we're interviewing him. So we have James Sharman standing right next to Jacob Schaffelberg.
Very professional. But I've got to get lunch because I'm starving. And I'm interviewing a bunch of people in about half an hour. So I'm leaving. All right. Be gentle. I'm talking to you. These idiots.
No, they've been great. I've been great. They've been very fragile. Jacob, how does he smell? Because normally sweats a lot in our situation.
Yeah, he's a sweaty man.
No complaints. No complaints there.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. But yeah, well, we were just finishing up. We were saying before we were rudely interrupted by James Sharman that when Craig Forrest's hair was in all its glory in the Ipswich Town days and the West Ham days and the men's national team days, it was very similar to yours. Similar color, maybe slightly less blonde, but tight curls and very mullet-esque.
It's so fun.
It was gorgeous. We'll have to do
it. You don't need to have the professional haircut.
I had to put the frosted tips in. They weren't natural.
Oh, you did.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's cheating a little bit, but
yeah, Jimmy did that too. We'll send you pictures. But I want to go back to the Maritimes real quick. I don't know if Wonger, are we doing a get to know Jacob?
I didn't know if we had time, but we can.
I don't know if we have time either. But I want to ask you something. I know you talked about how much home means to you and how much promoting the Maritimes and making sure that kids out there have a pathway, that they're seen, that they're scouted. And my niece Annie, because Wonger mentioned my brother being a cop out there, my sister-in-law, Mary Beth Bowie, used to play on the women's national team. And she has sisters who are fabulous athletes, her older brother too. But my niece Annie got a pick with you when you visited, I think it was Team Nova Scotia or some select teams. So you gave all of those kids like a charge and they see you as a role model. But how you talk about and sport Halifax Tides merch any chance you get. So yeah. I wanted to give you a chance to talk about how critical that piece is in having not only a professional women's soccer league in Canada, but having a franchise out in Nova Scotia.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Their jersey drops tomorrow. I can't wait. I'm so excited to see what jersey they got. But yeah, it's unbelievable. Honestly, it's like still hard to believe that there's even a men's team in Nova Scotia, let alone a women's team. So just have both is the coolest thing ever, I think. And it's, for me, it's really cool to see all the girls that they're signing. I grew up playing on obviously the male side, but they're on the girls side, the same age group as me, a lot of them. So to see them fulfilling their dream as well, to be playing pro is amazing. Especially Sarah Taylor. She's like a sister to me, pretty much like lived at my house for a while. Same age as my sister. So to see her sign pro back home in Nova Scotia is the coolest thing. And yeah, I'm just so excited for all the boys and girls growing up to have those two teams to go support and watch every day. Yeah, awesome. I couldn't be happier. I couldn't be happier for both teams.
Yeah, that's kicking off in less than a month. So I think Canada is in a better place because we have professional women's soccer starting inaugural year this year. So big things on the horizon and big things on the horizon for you with our men's national team as you guys get ready to face Mexico on Thursday. And then hopefully, because we know a trophy has to be the talk of that dressing room, right?
Quick one.
It's got to be the goal, right?
It's like talk. Yeah, that's all we want. It's the trophy. That's so the question.
We're going to throw out, this is our get to know me. It's called get to know me.
I'm a little nervous now, but we'll see. Wow.
They're all fair. I won't throw in any.
Scam did it earlier. You're golden.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jesse's done it. Herdman did it.
That's right.
Okay.
Let me find the. Oh, here they are.
You're safe.
Jacob Schaffelberg. This is Jacob Schaffelberg. Get to know me on Footy Prime. You're at home and watching Netflix. What type of movie are you watching? A documentary, a thriller, a rom-com, or drama?
Is it just me?
Yeah.
Well, do you want to bring somebody with you?
Well, I'm usually watching with my wife. So if I'm watching with my wife, it's probably just a nice rom-com.
Ah.
Nice.
Love it.
It's vacation time and you're exploring Canada. What's your ideal holiday? A lakeside cottage, maritime beach, Rocky Mountains, or stay-home city adventure or town adventure?
I'll say maritime beach.
You had to. I don't think you had a choice.
No choice. I like that. It was kind of set up for you.
That was a setup.
You have a role on a TV show. And for that role, you need to add 30 pounds. What's your go-to junk food?
I love candy, but I don't know if that's really putting a lot of weight on. So I think I'd just go like fast food, like McDonald's or something quite a bit.
The McDonald's, Sam kind of threw at McDonald's too. What about Pizza Delight? Isn't that a big one out there?
Might be. I do love pizza, so pizza would be a really good one to go to as well. I feel like I could put 30 pounds on pretty easily for some reason. Who knows?
It's a feather in your cap.
You've played at a lot of different levels and succeeded. What opponent, specifically the player, that you hated playing against or gave you the hardest time?
Richie Larea. Yeah.
Great answer.
Yeah.
Yes, he was hard for me.
Yeah, he's a pain in the ass. Yeah, all the time. He's a hard person to play against.
Have you ever played with anybody who has an ability to draw fouls the way that Richie Larea does?
Yeah, but now it's kind of funny because I think the referees are finally caught on, so they don't really blow it all the time. It's funny because we all know it's coming, and I think the referee does now too, and then he just doesn't call it. So it's funny to see now. But he's amazing. I haven't seen it before though.
How he's the best.
Yeah,
he is.
Okay, here's a could happen but won't happen. Unfortunately, Canada does not qualify for the World Cup. I know they will. But if they don't, who do you cheer for?
I love a good underdog story. So, I mean, I would have to see who's in there and who's doing well. I just love cheering for underdogs. I'm a big underdog guy.
So were you cheering like for Morocco a couple years ago?
Yeah, I would love to see Morocco. Whatever. Honestly, I don't like to pick a team sometimes. I just like to see the underdog in it, and then I just go from there. And then whoever the underdog is, I go from it.
Perfect.
I love a good underdog story.
What sport would you have played professionally if it hadn't been soccer?
I mean, if I had to, like, from what I was playing, I'd probably squash.
You could squash?
What?
I went to Canada Games for squash.
Oh, no way. This is something we don't know.
Amazing.
This is amazing.
Wow.
That you really love your mullet nickname and that you played squash.
I didn't have that on my bingo card.
Yeah, I love squash. Squash is fun.
Yes, it is fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Mullet with the short shorts.
Yes, I know.
Before
your time. Before your time, Jacob. Yes. And like a thick headband.
Yeah, thick head. Yeah, that'd be good.
Okay, final question. You're on a desert island and you get to choose one decade of music. What decade do you choose? 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, or the 2000s?
I'll go 80s.
Yes. I love it.
You're leaning into our demographic.
Perfect. I love the 80s. They got some nice tunes.
Did your folks like have 80s music playing when you were growing up and stuff?
Yeah, a lot of it. Awesome. A lot of it. So it was fun.
Well, just so everyone knows, that's Jacob Schaffelberg's Get to Know Me on Footy Prime.
That's great. I appreciate your time, Jacob, and best of luck against Mexico and playing in a final on Sunday. We'll just say it.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much. Okay. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Come back anytime you like.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Dom, as well for us.
Yeah. Thanks, Dom and John.
Yeah.
Okay. Get off. Get the fuck off.
Yeah. I'm gonna take a second. Oh, it's leave studio. All right. See you guys.
Oh, that was great.
He's our favorite guy that wears the Canadian red, I think it's fair to say, in Footy Prime. It's Richie Larea joining us. Richie, welcome back to Footy Prime. It's been way too long, mate. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you guys for having me.
Can you hear us properly? Can you hear us?
I can hear you guys. Yeah, I'm just trying to make sure this AirPod doesn't fall out of my ear.
Right. So last time I saw Richie, we were at the Raptors game, which they gave us really good seats, basically courtside. But we're all set up with the mascots and Maple and whatever the other ones are called.
Yeah. We could hear Doc Rivers' tactics. That's how close we were.
Yeah.
Well, I think Craig also talked about eating who was it? The Milwaukee Bucks, if it's Doc Rivers, right? You were trying to eat their food?
Yeah, there's some Hubba Bubba that I haven't had since I've been like 10 years old. I want to steal some, but I just couldn't pull myself to do it.
That's amazing. Are you a big Raptors guy, Richie?
Yeah. I enjoy, honestly, all the Toronto sports I enjoy going to. So Yeah, Raptors is definitely a game that I definitely like going to, and then been to a decent amount of Leafs playoff game, regular season games as well, so enjoyable. And then the Blue Jays, he got to game six against Seattle, which was a really fun game to be at. Yeah, big Sean, Toronto sports guy.
He's a good company man. MLSE cites his check. So no. He's going to love every game.
Yeah, Leafs, yeah, is it enjoyable, Richie? I don't know about that.
MLSE really
the
look
game,
out.
The game I went to was enjoyable. They do. MLSE does definitely look after us. But the Leafs game I went to was pretty sure they won the one that I went to. So that was fun.
Yeah. That was the one, was it? No, yeah. I'm joking. They pretty good. Seven games in second round. That was all right. Yeah. That's one thing, though. I mean, all you guys under the same MLSE umbrella, Raptors, Leafs, TFC, are there many events throughout the year where you get to hang out with each other?
I've done a few since I've been at TFC, but there's definitely not. I think there could be more. I think it'd be cool to be able to get together with those guys. They can pick their brain. They can pick our brain. Obviously, different sports, different types of pressure. So I think it'd be cool to maybe get in contact with them more. But yeah, we've done some things where we go to their games, exchange jerseys, and get to speak to them a little bit. We had Mitch Marner come, I don't know if it was last year, the year before that, he came and he popped into the dressing room and spoke to us a bit. So there's a little bit of crossover.
Yeah. Well, you'll be the cool guy pretty soon, right? World Cup coming this summer, you know. They'll all be wanting a ticket, trying to get in there somehow. So you're at camp. It's a young camp, but there's a few of you veterans there. There's 17-year-olds, 18-year-olds. I mean, are they really annoying?
They're you know what? They're actually not. You know, they've been good. They're respectful. They're willing to learn. Yeah, it's honestly, it's been good. We had a little bit of an inner squad today, actually, so it's good to see them grasping everything pretty quickly and wanting to learn. They're eager. I think they realize, you know, what it means to play for this national team and how difficult and how demanding it is. So it's been really nice to see them grow these last 4 or 5 days. And I think, it'll only get better. And I think this is actually going to be a super impactful moment for them in their careers to take, you know, forward, being able to, you know, see guys like Oso, Kamal, Joel, guys that come in all the time, to see the way they work, see the way they train, see the way they play, and they can, you know, take little things. That's what I used to do when I was younger. I feel like I would take a little bit of everything that the older guys were doing and try to put it into my game to, you know, help me. So I'm sure they're doing that exact same thing.
And you personally, Richie, are your fitness, obviously you've been off, haven't played competitively for quite a while. Everybody's kind of in different fitness levels. How are you personally? And do you think you could get through 90 minutes? I think you probably could, but like,
I feel pretty good. Yeah, no, I feel pretty good right now. A pretty decent off season in terms of training and staying fit and all the things. I didn't take too much time off, which I think is important. So yeah, I feel pretty good. 90 minutes, I think, would be a stretch right now. I don't know if I want to shock my body like that this early in the year, but no, I'm getting there. I would say I'm about 80-85% around there, fitness, and still need to get sharper ball. And you know how it goes. It's you can run on a treadmill, you can run outside, as soon as you start touching the ball and dribbling and all those things, it feels a lot more tiring than it did a couple months ago when you're in season. So
yeah,
well, what's the 2 weeks ago was just 3 weeks ago was just our holiday season, Christmas and New Year's. What was your daily kind of regimen while you're off off season? Is it hitting the gym every day? Did you give yourself a break? What was your kind of through the holidays, knowing you had this camp waiting for you?
Yeah, we have a program. They sent us out a program. The guys here sent a program. The guys at Toronto sent a program. So I was kind of following that. It almost was pretty much every day something was happening, and usually weekends off. So it was good. I was able to, you know, be more of a dad than I'm usually able to be while I'm in season. So took pretty big initiative on that, waking up with the kids and stuff like that. So yeah, it was good. Good mix of family time and then working out and staying fit. But yeah, just a lot of gym, a lot of being able to get outside and run and stuff like that and get into the facility as well. So yeah, I feel like it was pretty balanced between making sure I'm fit and ready for this camp, which is really important, which leads into with Toronto as well, but then also, you know, saving some time for family as well, which is also very important.
Happy to get away for a couple of days, I'm sure.
Yeah. Don't tell my missus that, but yeah. Well, yeah,
we know. We'll keep it dark.
Does Canada talk to TFC regarding the programs? You're not getting two like very different programs, right? Which are obviously going to be
impossible. No, they're pretty in sync. So obviously yeah. Pierre was at Toronto and knows the medical staff and strength and conditioning and all of that there. So they're pretty in line with each other, which is good. So it's the same program. It's just, you know, some different things on different days, you know, and I think we all have our own customized programs for position, you know, how much you run, all the things. So yeah, they were definitely a lot of communication between the two.
Since you had those hamstring injuries the last couple of years, has your training changed? Do you do any different processes now?
Yeah, unfortunately, it takes me 30 minutes to 45 minutes to now warm up and do pre-ab before training, you know, just doing different things that I need to make sure things are firing well. And just with the medical staff, with the strength people, just, you know, it's part of it, you know, getting back-to-back injuries in my hamstring 2 years in a row or at the same time. I think it's important to really hone in and, you know, make sure these things are all good. So yeah, pretty lengthy activation before training, before games. And then once we're done, getting in with the medical staff and just different types of treatments and, you know, stuff like that. So it's definitely been a big emphasis for me for the second one. And yeah, just trying to remain on top of it as best as possible.
Have you had a chance to bump into Tommy Wheeldon?
I have, yeah. He actually, we did an inner squad today and he was reffing the game actually. So I was giving him some stick today. You know, I had to apologize a few times, but he knows, it's just in the heat of the moment.
I'm just happy that Richie's as bit of a dick as he is in real games as he is in training. Like, he's literally doing it in training too.
The competition takes over. Yeah, it takes over. The competitor takes over, and
yeah,
we high five and hug after. But yeah, it was great. He did a good job.
We had Tommy on not that long ago, right? And he was like really looking forward to meeting you.
Really?
With you. Yeah. Yeah. He mentioned your name. He goes, yeah, come with us, the OSO and Richie. And now you've just, you know, don't meet your heroes.
Yeah.
That's the thing, you know?
No, I actually just saw him in the elevator. We were on the elevator together coming down for me to speak to you guys. And we had a good chat. So, no, he's a good guy. It's been nice to have him in camp as well.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
We mentioned your, you know, how the mist descends and you're uber competitive when that whistle goes, you cross those lines. Are there any younger players in the squad that might be the next Richie Larea that you've noticed has that kind of similar angst about them when they're actually, you know,
cool at their feet? Yeah, I think Zoran has it a bit. I see him in training and even in games, you know, he has a fiery side to him. Jaden also has it. So Jaden Nelson. So yeah, I mean, there's a few guys, and I feel like once you get in here and you start adapting to the way we play and the way we do things, it's almost becomes a part of you. You know, you have to start adapting some of that because it's, you know, the DNA of the way we play. We're front footed, we're aggressive. So, you know, it just leads to you maybe sometimes being a little bit angry, which is fine on the football pitch. And then yeah, it just translates into I think a better game for us, you know, for me in particular. I feel like it helps me hone in and really concentrate and take my individual battles and duels really seriously, take the game very seriously. It's the way I've been since I've been a kid. I don't like losing. I don't like losing battles, for instance, now. So yeah, just see it in those two guys. There's a few other guys, but I think everyone now, the national team, has at least a little bit of it, which is good.
You know, you live on the edge a little bit, where you play on the edge, and, you know, refereeing is so different, certainly internationally, than you can get maybe in MLS or what you get in England or in other countries or other parts of the world. Do you look and know who the referee is, know maybe about his history, obviously in MLS, but maybe internationally, and how far you might be able to push it?
Yeah, I definitely know what games I need to, you know, maybe chill a little bit, and what games I can hit the pedal full pedal to the metal. Yeah, so there's some refs that are a little bit more strict than I know, and maybe now I've created a little bit of a reputation, so they as well are, you know, looking out for me while I'm not looking out for me, but looking out for what I'm doing, I guess I should say, on the pitch. So those referees, I won't name them, but yeah, I know when to be full-blown Richie, and some days where I have to scale it back just a little bit. So
hopefully they're not at the World Cup.
Yeah, I pray to God they're not, because
but you know, Richie, I think though sometimes what's lost in your game, because people see this, you know, this character out there and they expect to see you play it on the edge, never going over the edge but on that line, but you're also a really good footballer, right? And almost the caricature of Richie overshadows that sometimes. I think you switch from right back to left back with Canada just so seamlessly, to the point now where a lot of people are saying you've got to be the starting left back and we'll find a place of Fonzie somewhere else at the World Cup. Was it just natural for you to switch left to right wherever it is in the pitch?
Yeah, I think the biggest learning for me was 2019. It was my first season at right back. The credit Greg Vanney and his staff, Jason Bentz as well in particular, spent a lot of time with me as I was becoming a right back. And obviously, ironically enough, Robin Fraser actually as well, who's obviously now my head coach at Toronto. You know, I think there's a big emphasis from all of them to help me adapt to that position. I was lucky enough to have Jason Bentz that played the position. Vanny played a little bit of left back. And then Robin and Dan Kalishman were both center backs. So it was nice to those guys because they are very helpful. So I felt like I grew and learned a lot in 2019, made a bunch of mistakes, but I was able to learn from them and continue to play and develop. And then in 2020, I think we lost Justin Morrow for a little bit. So it was me, Aro, and I remember who, a few, we got Tony Gallagher, I'm pretty sure, on loan for a little bit from Liverpool. He was at Liverpool before. So we were thin in the position. So I remember Greg just coming to me and saying, like, oh, I'm going to try you at, see how it goes, how you fare there. And then, yeah, again, just, they're very attentive. They're, I don't know if you guys know them well or not, they pay attention to every single detail. So I did a lot of film, a lot of one-on-one sessions with them, and yeah, they helped me just feel comfortable at the position when being able, like you see with a lot of fullbacks now, invert into midfield, stay higher up the pitch, building a three, whatever it might be. They took me through all of that, so it definitely helps. That 2020 season, playing a lot of it, I left me really understand, you know, both sides, and being able to play how important it is to be, know how to play both sides as well.
Richie, you, last year, I was trying to see the last time we had you on, and everything, Footy Prime loved you last year. We literally had you on all our thumbnails across the board. And actually, I'm not fanboy, I'm just telling you, I was asked to vote for who the player of the year was. You were my player of the year. The amount of work that you did in all of the internationals and friendlies, you stood out, and to the point where Sharms is just talking about, hey, Richie's got to be on the pitch. How did that feel not knowing that we're talking about you, but knowing that you were doing so well?
Yeah, no, it was big time, especially, you know, going back to my second hamstring injury and then, you know, being rushed with that and then having to work back from that. And then fully being able to be ready right before Gold Cup and playing against Charlotte with TFC, and then being able to play the Canadian Shield and then Gold Cup. I think that was really important for me, just confidence wise. And yeah, playing in those games with Toronto, playing with the games in the national team, I don't take those lightly. So, you know, being able to feel like myself last season was definitely really good, whereas in 2024, I feel like when I came back from my surgery, it took me some time and I didn't feel like I was myself until literally the last game of the season, and the season was over. Versus this year, I think just, again, I put more into it, more attention to detail, and then, yeah, being able to feel like performing at a good level, felt like my good, felt strong, felt fit, all the things. And yeah, from a football perspective, felt like I was doing all the right things on the pitches, or majority of the time doing the right things on the pitch. It just helps you confidence-wise. So I think Gold Cup was really big for me, being able to get majority of the games, and apart from the one against Curaçao. And yeah, I mm-hmm. think I kind of just took that back to Toronto after, and then into the three other windows to end the year. But yeah, I felt good to feel like myself again, and then playing at that level.
You're probably a better dad and a better husband too, aren't you, going home?
Yeah. Not as miserable because I'm not injured, so you know.
It's, exactly.
That's good, yeah. Again, Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah. Richie, do you prefer a good crunching tackle, or do you prefer a, you know, a great overlapping run and spinning the space and sending a ball across? Like, what do you love?
Yeah, I think early on, I definitely would have said overlap and put in a good cross and get an assist, which I still do very much so enjoy that, but. Yeah, I feel like there's something as I've become more and more of a fullback through the years, that the defensive part does really excite me. Like I said to you, the duels, especially at the internet, at club as well, the league has so many good wingers. I think it's kind of gets slept on how many, really every team has a good winger, or even now two that you're coming up against. So it's usually, mm-hmm. you know, a tough match. And then at the international, you know, you're playing against some of the clubs, I mean, some of the nations we played against. You're playing against some of the best in the world in that position. So, yeah, it becomes personal, becomes, like I said to you, duels. So, like, being able to leave a match, you know, against Colombia and come up against someone really good or whoever it may be and feel like you've done a really good job against the opposing winger who's playing, you know, top five leagues or here or there, whatever it might be. That is, I think I now enjoy the defensive part. So, yeah, I would say getting a crunching tackle in on a winger in the world is definitely a good feeling. I think it helps confidence wise too.
Yeah,
I can imagine. You have a new center back, of course, at TFC, right? Walker Zimmerman unveiled mm-hmm. yesterday for the first time. I'm sure you've had some battles over the years, you know, on facing him. Very, very accomplished center back. I imagine yep. that the feeling right now at TFC is pretty good. I mean, it's always hopeful at camp, right? No matter who the team is, but given what happened last year, some of the new guys coming in, rumored new faces as well. How is the camp feeling there?
Yeah, I've actually met him, I've exchanged text messages a couple of times leading up to him signing and stuff like that. So we've been in communication. He seems like a great guy. I've always been able to admire him from far just because of, you know, the accolades he has as a center back. I think it's a really, really good addition to our team, and he's going to really help solidify mm-hmm. things back there for. Yeah, we've had we joked through text about now not having to come against each other and being on the same team, because we've had a few battles, and we specifically spoke about, I don't know if you remember the play, there was the one in Gold Cup where me and him were running into the channel together, and then I thought it should have been a penalty, and he was yelling it wasn't a penalty, so we kind of joked about that on text.
I'm sure you're both very calm about it, right? I'm sure.
Yes, yeah.
they paper scissor rocked it. Yeah. They went like this.
Yeah, no, it's good to have him. I'm excited to be able to play alongside him and then just see, experience the leadership, all the things he's going to bring to the back line, but more importantly to the entire team. So I think it was a really good sign-in.
That's one thing about Major League Soccer, is that from one year to the next, teams can improve massively, where you don't see that in most other leagues in the world, do you?
No, yeah, that is, I guess you could say the beauty of the league is one year you can go from struggling to the next year you're up for every title. You know, you see it last year with Philly. They don't make playoffs the year before and they won Supporters Shield. So it's like, it's doable. Right. It's more than capable of happening. So I think it's just about getting the right people, the right fits in the building, getting the team gelling in a good way, and yeah, possible. So that's, I think, something everyone at the club will have their sights on, is, you know, seems like we've got some good guys coming into the building, and then just solidifying the group that we already have, and yeah, just getting after it the best way possible. So definitely really excited for the season to start.
Almost out of time here, but I want to talk about your goalkeeper this year at TFC and also at camp right now with you in Canada. So Sean Johnson leaves TFC. He was fantastic, I thought, you know, in some pretty trying times. But Luca Gavron's been there for a long time, younger player. Can you tell us your thoughts on him as a goalkeeper? Because whenever he's put the gloves on for TFC, he's never let the team down.
Yeah, I know. He's obviously, I think, as you guys know, as whoever watches Toronto, the fans know, he has a huge ceiling, you know, his frame, you know, the body of work that you could see when he does play, it's all positive. So, seeing him in camp here and even in a couple of the camps here to end the year, seeing him, being able for him, like for him to be able to see Dane, Max, and see the way these guys work and the level they are at, I think is good. And I think he had an exceptional guy to look at in the last three seasons in Sean and what he's puts in every day. And well, he performed for Toronto for me almost every single game. And, you know, I think all of those things mixed together for Lucas, seeing Sean, seeing Dane, seeing Max, I think will all only benefit him in a good way. And he needs to take all that on board and, you know, implement it into his game. So yeah, I'm really excited for him. I think it's nice to see the club taking a chance on a young player, a young goalkeeper, a Canadian player as well, which is, you know, not something that was happening a few years back when I was a rookie in the league. Young players weren't getting chances the way they're getting chances now. So the fact that they're a club like Toronto's leaving it for him to take the position and make it his own is a really cool moment, I'm sure, for him and his family. And I know he's super excited. So I'm excited for him as well. I think he's a great goalkeeper already now. And I think the ceiling for him is as high as he wants it to be. So looking forward to seeing him in action this season. And I'm sure he's going to have a great season and an even better career.
I'm going to sneak one more in there, Richie. A lot of people would argue you're one of the people they don't want to play against in CONCACAF, in MLS. Who do you hate playing against? Who drives Richie Larea crazy?
I could think of a couple names, to be honest, but yeah. I would say...
Apparently it's everyone.
No, like I said to you guys earlier, I think the league has so many good wingers. And again, I think it's just underrated how, you know, difficult that part of the game is. I don't think people really pay a lot of attention to it. So, and like, you know, MLS games, you know, second half get stretched at times. So sometimes as a back four, you're on an island. So yeah, I've had battles against several different people that have been, you know, tough for me. But I guess if I could one person, let me...
Or two.
Is that what you're looking for? One, okay.
One or two people. Yeah, I like names. I like when people drop.
Yeah. playing against Argentina, defending against, I wasn't going to say Messi because I didn't even come up against him too much, but playing against someone like Di Maria was very, very challenging. You know, what a player. He's all left-footed, but it was still difficult to manage and contain him. That was a tough match. And then another one I'll just say was France. It was, I think, my first game back with the national team from injury in 2024. And I mean, Mbappe is on the field, Dembele is on the field. There's just so many, you know, different guys with different skill sets. So yeah, I mean, games like that, it's like, not that I hate it, it's, I wouldn't say it's fun going against guys like that because it's obviously challenging, but it's good. It's good to be able to measure yourself up with, you know, the best in the world in those positions. So playing against them was tough. And then even for some moments when me and Nico Seagor got switched over against Colombia, going up against Luis Diaz, he was, you know, electric, quick, fast. So yeah, it's the international level. I feel like all the wingers are also good. So it takes a high level of concentration. And then, yeah, in league again, I think every game you play, there's the winger is good. So you just kind of have to dial in and make it a personal battle, which I definitely like to do. So
there's some names you mentioned there. Di Maria, Mbappe, Dembele. I mean, Diaz. This is a Canadian guy experiencing this in his career. It shows how far we've grown, I think, as a nation, right? And our players are getting these opportunities to play against these players. It's brilliant. Listen, Richie, we're out of time. Get back to camp, whatever you're doing tonight. I'm sure some kind of weird team building thing, you know, you guys do.
Yeah. We'll see what we have in store today.
Watching, of course, those listening yeah. In the morning, so forget I just said that, but yeah, anyway, listen, have a great one. Have a good game against Guatemala. I'm assuming you might not get 90 minutes, but I dare say you'll get a good number of minutes, so enjoy that, and let's chat to you real soon ahead of maybe TFC's kickoff this season.
Sounds good. Nice to see you guys. Nice to chat as well.
Awesome.
Great seeing you, Reggie. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Pat.
See you guys. Bye.
That is Richie Larea. Once again, delivering on the pod. So I don't know. We said it before. I don't know if I've ever met a player, an athlete, who has such two distinct personalities on and off the pitch. Right, Craig, you've had you mentioned teammates in the past who were very different. The minute they crossed the line, the mist descended. Right.
Yeah.
Imagine Richie's got to be right up there with the most.
Craig was one of them. You've seen him in the box. Well,
that's true. Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, maybe.
You didn't want to get on the wrong side of Craiger, I don't think. Jimmy probably got yelled at a lot.
I got yelled at a lot?
No, Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Oh, jeez, my God.
Of course he did.
You know,
well,
I
listen,
did.
Richie, thanks so much. That was really enjoyed that. And, it's Freddie Prime. We'll talk more about that and more on tomorrow's podcast. Can't figure out when that is because I keep messing up when we're recording this at the moment. But we have Asa Rahman, I believe.
Coming on later this week, yeah.
Yeah, talk some Caps and some Canada.
Yep.
Variety of topics there. And we'll get, as I mentioned, we'll get JMO on very soon as well. We'll hit some Montreal as we've been gearing up for the MLS season. It's like it just finished, isn't it? It's crazy. I know it's a long preseason, but the fact that they're back in camps this week is a little bit crazy.
Yeah, second week of January. Everyone's back.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll be here for a couple of days and then heading somewhere hot. Mm. Right. Anyway, that's Freddie Prime. Like, subscribe, check out our newsletter. You can sign up to that on wearefreddieprime.com. That's every Friday. So
yeah, and best of drop on Saturday.
Right.
Just a reminder.
Freddie Prime. More than you need, really, but too bad.
Footy Prime is brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check us out on YouTube at youtube.com/footyprime and subscribe. Leave us some comments. We'd love to hear those. And check us out on Instagram at @footyprimeig and on Twitter at @footy_prime. And check out wearefootyprime.com. Sign up for our newsletter.
Richie was great.
Absolutely.
He's always amazing.